because we would have more passengers. So this is another part of the coin. Thank you.
Thank you, Slovenia. It's an innovative approach to be considered for communication strategy. Maybe to encourage men to leave for some period their cars and to use public transport. Austria, please.
Mr. Chair, even from Austria, not so good news. Actually, we have certain networks that are dealing with women in transportation in both fields, in planning and policy, but also in labor, so in jobs for women. There are certain targets to make jobs in the transport sector more attractive for women, and also there are ambitions to improve or increase the share of women's involvement in policy and planning as well. But what we have is a gender-sensitive mobility survey. So we have analyzers that are looking in depth into the gender difference in mobility for Austria, and I think there are comparable results from Germany as well. We understand that women, before they're getting married and getting children, have almost similar mobility behavior compared to men. And the most challenging moment is the one when the family is built, actually, and we have stronger difference in the mobility behavior, especially if you look in the rural areas. So thank you to the colleague from Slovenia. Yes. So here we have also some strong differences. We learned that the participation of women, especially in labor, is much lower if they are having children. So we have a strong gender pay gap in Austria, and especially in rural areas, this is very much caused by the lack of care facilities for the children, but also the mobility options. So they are highly car dependent. Many women are working below their qualification levels in bad paid jobs compared to their basic education. So we understand this is a topic, but we also realize when we are, for example, talking to transport operators, especially about the fares, the tickets, prices for tickets and so on, that neither the fares are acceptable for part-time workers because the unlimited passes are too expensive and the single tickets are less attractive. Either the availability of transport supply is acceptable for part-time work because many of the available transport services are in the mornings and in the evenings. So it's a typical male-oriented working starting times, and there is nothing in between, for example, at lunchtime when they need some of them need to go home and to take care for their children and so on. So especially in the rural area, we have this, and we have the high dominance of car use there and the high share that the car use has